to That's What It Says in the Yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. This is the Sportscast podcast for busy flight attendants. And nurses. It seems to us that college basketball has, we don't have any statistics on this, but it seems like college basketball has lost a lot of its power over the last several years. At the same time that college sports have boomed, it seems like college basketball has gone backwards. It's basically shoeboxed into the last 2 weeks of February, or maybe even later, that a lot of people start following it because it's buried by the other sports. Now, the Super Bowl wasn't always in February, so yes, that right there takes an extra week away from college basketball, but the rest of the NFL season has largely remained the same. College football is roughly the same. The other sports have always existed, yet college basketball has slipped, and that's too bad because the college basketball season is upon us, and the games that we're about to, the non-conference games and the tournaments and everything that we're about to see, these are the games that when March Madness rolls around and on TV they say it's the blind resume, compare these two teams, which one should make the NCAA tournament, which one has the higher RPI, and you're like, whoa, that team beat that team? This is when those games happen, at the beginning of the season when no one is paying attention. This part of the season is critical. Let's take the University of Iowa last year. Ultimately, they made the NIT. They had a raft of really impressive upsets. Iowa State, Michigan, Purdue. Don't confuse Iowa and Iowa State, by the way. Iowa State, Michigan, Purdue, Ohio State, Indiana, and Maryland, and Wisconsin all fell to the University of Iowa. But the problem was, or a big problem was, that they lost to Virginia and couldn't stay close. Lost by 33. They lost to Notre Dame to the University of Iowa by 14. Couldn't stay close. They lost to Memphis. Fell to Seton Hall. Lost to the other UNO, the University of Nebraska, Omaha. All of those games they lost before December 4th. Before December 4th, they were in a huge hole. Had they won all or some of those games, would that have erased a 35-point loss during the conference season to Northwestern? Maybe. But that early season, those first few weeks really doomed Iowa. What about perennial at-large question mark Monmouth University, which is annually a contender for the NCAAs but has struggled to win its own conference tournament and then has missed the NCAAs? Can they give themselves a safety net come March by beating some combination of the following? Seton Hall, UConn, Virginia, and Kentucky, or can they at least stay close with some of those teams while beating others? We will know the answers to all of the aforementioned. We'll know the results against all those teams by the night of December 9th, Monmouth's at least non-conference season. We'll know the story of that very early in the season. Will 6'7" pitcher Kyle Cody actually get to see Will Ferrell play him in a movie? He was basically off the radar, and now he's one of the Texas Rangers' top prospects, the 6'7" pitcher Kyle Cody, who wants to see Will Ferrell play him in a movie. That actually is what it said in the yearbook, in the 2017 Hickory Crawdads yearbook. Kyle Cody would like to see Will Ferrell play him, and we actually would see that movie, especially considering Kyle or Will Ferrell just made that thing about he played with 10 minor league teams or 10 major league teams in training camp in one day. It was an HBO thing that he did, a documentary. We would love to see a movie where Will Ferrell at his age plays the much younger 6'7" Rangers pitcher, who, by the way, was the Rangers prospect of the year, surprisingly, Kyle Cody. We would love to see that movie. By the way, strike up the music. In our, 11th episode? Well, somebody in the, they're all doing something else. In our 11th episode, finally, a reference to the title. All right, back to, that's where the title comes from. That's what it says in the yearbook. Back to college basketball. In late February, will you be saying, did Georgia Tech really lose to Texas Rio Grande Valley or UTRGV at home? Can Arizona State win at Kansas? And then will that be enough to keep them out of the NIT? And then will the NCAA selection committee then set up a second round rematch between the two in March? All of these questions will be answered very early on. The whole college basketball season is important, which is what makes it so great, even when no one's paying attention. By the way, bring back the Francis Pomeroy Naismith Award. Bring it back. Thank you for listening to That's What It Says in the Yearbook. Have a good night.